What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Respectfully. I am your host, Kemp Farmer, and I hope everybody had a blessed and safe Thanksgiving. I know I did. I was kind of bummed I didn't have any chitlins. There's only two people in the world that can literally make, they can do some chitlins. It's my grandmother, Bertha O'Neill, and my Aunt Faye. And I'm not going to lie to you. If I had to choose, I can't even do that because they are each amazing in their own right. But to the topic of today's episode, you don't never have to cheat your craft. I'm going to be completely honest with you. This is going to be a very short episode, and I genuinely mean that because I am a student at the end of the day. I am a grad student, and I have homework to do. So for the sake of time, you never have to cheat your craft. You don't ever have to cheat your craft. If you feel like you have to cheat your craft just to get to a specific result, you're not as great as you think you are. I'm sorry. It just is what it is. Who am I talking about? I am talking about Carissa Thompson, who, by the way, is a great broadcaster. I thought she was great. She was a sideline reporter for NFL on Amazon. Her work speaks for itself. But I have an issue with what she did, and quite honestly, at this point, probably with what she does, to be honest with you. Apparently, she would make up sideline reports. As a writer, as a sports writer, and as somebody who aspires to be on television, trust and credibility is the biggest factors when it comes to journalism. There are no exceptions. There are no ifs, ands, ors, or buts. There are no, trust and credibility is everything. There are a few problems with what she admitted and how she admitted it. Like with in her confession, in admitting that she would make up sideline reports. First of all, to kind of break down what she said this on a podcast episode. And before she said what she admitted, what she confessed, before she confessed to doing what she did, she started off with, "I've said this before and I haven't gotten fired from it, so I'm going to say it again." I have an issue with that. I have an issue with that because that right there should let me know that you must make a lot, and I'm not counting anybody's coins, but that right there should let me know you are making a significant amount of money just from that statement alone. Really, you are making a nice bit of money just for you to say that. You then go on to say and address your confession. You stated, "I would make up reports if the coach, didn't come out at halftime, at the end of halftime, or if I would make up reports, based on what I think the coach is gonna say." They wouldn't have a problem with me saying that they need to be better on third downs. I didn't want to screw up the report. No disrespect to Carissa, but you already screwed up the report by assuming the coach is going to say what you think he was going to say. You already screwed up the report by assuming that the coach was going to say they need to be better on third downs. You don't know what the coach was going to say. There could have been an injury that took place. The coach could have talked about, the impact the injury has on the team, the star's injury, the player's injury has on the team. You don't know what the coach was going to probably quote a scripture from the Bible, and you don't even know what the coach was going to say. It is already difficult for women to break out into the sport industry, let alone the sports media industry. It's already difficult for them to do that. What I've always been told by so many professors, hey, Cam, always, you know, study your favorite reporters, study your favorite analysts, study your favorite show hosts. Study them. I don't know why there's a thumbs up. Anyways, study them. Always study them. Lisa Salters, who's a sideline reporter for ESPN in the NFL and the NBA, she would always look at her phone and report what was told to her on that phone. She would always do that. Always. Now, other, you know, reporters are different. You know, their way their way of reporting the story and talking the story is different how others do it. Some people have a very good memory. Others have their phone just to be sure they're not leaving out any important information. But you never have to cheat your craft. If you already know you are great, if you already know you are working towards something, if you already are comfortable with the work that you have put in to let the person know that you are serious about this craft. I had a brain fart right there. You are on the right path, but you never have to cheat your craft. Carissa Thompson, it's already hard for women to break. And I already said this. It's already hard for them to break out in the sport industry because I guarantee you, I'm not bringing politics into this, but I'm willing to bet if Taylor Rooks or Lisa Salters, who are African-American women, who are reporters, I guarantee you their job would have been gone like that. That's what I think. And this is deeper than journalism. This is ethics. I've said this before and I haven't gotten fired, but I'm gonna say it again. So do you want to get fired? Do you? You never have to cheat the craft, man. Every person that I bring on this podcast has never cheated their craft in anything. That's not to say that people who I don't bring on the podcast have cheated the craft, but these are people that I've single-handedly watched develop in their respective career fields. Whether they were an athlete, whether they're currently an athlete or not, whether they're a former athlete, whether they're a current athlete, I've single-handedly seen these people develop their skills, not only their hard skills, not only the technical components of their career, but also the soft skills, leadership, determination, teamwork. Do you know how hard it is to go out of your way to get an interview with the coach knowing that he's locked in? Especially at halftime? At halftime. You never got to cheat your craft. You never, ever have to cheat your craft. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. If you feel that you have to cheat your craft for the simple fact that you didn't accomplish what you needed to accomplish in order to get that result, then you are not great like you think you are. I'm going to put y'all in my shoes. I'm doing this podcast. I've had no handouts. I have had zero. And now when I say handouts, I mean achieve things that I didn't have to work for. There's a difference between being blessed and then just straight up being like people just giving you things without earning it. You know, I consider myself blessed. We harp so much, and I'm going to put my Christian hat on for a second. We harp so much on manifestation, but manifestation without working, there are certain that it's I have experienced a lot of things that I've manifested where I've never had to physically work, and God just downright blesses me. But at the same time, I would also work to put myself in the position of God doing exceedingly and abundantly above all that I ask or think. And I'm not saying Carissa Thompson didn't put in any work. And I'm not saying that she was, you know, spoon-fed, and I'm not saying that she was given, like, no, Carissa Thompson worked really, really hard to be in the position that she's in. But everybody's not Carissa Thompson. There are women who I personally know and have spoken to who are in this career field, who are in the career field of journalism, who are in the career field of broadcasting. It's hard. And when you stoop so low and you admit that you, first of all, you blatantly admit and you're not afraid to admit because you haven't gotten fired, you blatantly admit that. Then, secondly, you blatantly admit that I would make up reports. You don't, as a journalist, that is unethical. That's why I say it is deeper than journalism. It is so much deeper than journalism. It's about ethics. Sure, there's a difference between something being non-traditional and something being straight up unethical. This is not, I'm going to be real. Erin Andrews, she was on the podcast with her as well. She admitted that she would make a report. You don't never have to cheat your craft. That this is the exact reason why the relationship between media and its athletes and the media between the consumers is at an all-time low because of the fake news bit, because of all of this, all of the misinformation going around. And journalists strive so hard and strive day in and day out to present the consumer with the most accurate and the most credible information to the consumer. It's very simple. The journalist does so much to do that. So much. Just for another journalist to be like, I make up my report. Well, gee, if you've made up your report, what other have you made up any other reports that we should know about? This is why it is so important. Whatever you do, let it be something. Whatever you do, you don't ever got to cheat yourself. Don't ever cheat yourself. Because in journalism, when you cheat yourself, you cheat others that have invested into you. When you cheat yourself, you are cheating these people that look to you for your information. When you cheat yourself, you are not only risking your credibility, you are risking your happiness. And if you did not care about making up reports, regardless of what you think that person's going to say, you making up reports in sports is like me making up like Winnie the Pooh is turning purple. When in fact, that's not what he admitted, nor that's not what's happening. Clearly. I don't know if that analogy made any sense, but you all get what I'm trying to say. If you are great, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to shut up because I'm about to go eat some leftovers. If you are great, If you know you are great, whether that's music, whether that's photography, whether that's athletics, whether it's science, whether it's if you know you are great, you don't ever have to cheat your craft. Well, Cam, what does cheating your craft looks like? What does it look like? You'll know it when you're doing it. You don't ever got to cheat yourself. Because when you cheat yourself, you are cheating the people that look up to you. You are cheating the people that have invested in you, invested into you. And when you cheat yourself, you are risking your credibility. When you cheat yourself, you are risking your trustworthiness. That's all I got to say about that. Have a great weekend. Go Dawgs! Because they will. I don't know why it's a night game with Georgia Tech, but I guess go crazy. But go Dawgs. Y'all have a great weekend. Stay safe. God bless you. Love.